This public radio podcast is supported by the School of Graduate Studies at St. Cloud State University, offering more than 70 graduate programs and certificates. More information online at stcloudstate.edu.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, Separated by a Common History. We go back in time to the year 1863, in the days of the American Civil War.
Ah, Sergeant Anderson, you've returned safely.
Yes, Colonel, and I have the scouts report.
Give me the brief summary.
Well, Colonel, as expected, General Lee's men are advancing towards Maryland.
Is there more?
Yes, sir. The road they're taking to the Potomac is not what we anticipated.
Interesting. And mighty sporting of them, if I may say so. Fortunately, we have a counter-strategy prepared in case this happened. Do you recall it, Sergeant?
Not every detail, sir. Could you recapitulate?
Surrender? Ha! Never! Much less twice.
Begging the Colonel's pardon, but that's not quite what I meant.
Our topic this week comes from Paula, a listener in Boston.
Please explain why recapitulate means to summarize briefly, when capitulate means to surrender.
This is a great question, Paula. The two words look and sound so similar, their divergent meanings are puzzling. It turns out these words are indeed related. They're siblings on a family tree that has as its root the Latin word caput, meaning head. It's from this same Latin root that we get words like capital, which is where one finds the head of a government.
Latin trivia!
The spring-fed lake at the source of the Mississippi River is called Lake Itasca. The name of this lake was created by combining the Latin words veritas caput, meaning true head, and then dropping the first and last syllables, thus yielding the name Itasca.
From the foundation of the Latin word caput, meaning head, came the Latin noun capitulum, meaning heading, chapter, or section, and the verb capitulare, which means to draw up under separate heads, to arrange in chapters. It then spawned the Latin verb recapitulare, which means literally to restate by heads or chapters, to go over the main points of a thing again. From this Latin root, we get the English word recapitulate, which is defined in the Oxford English Dictionary as a verb meaning
to go over or repeat again, properly in a more concise manner, to give the heads or substance of what has already been said, to summarize, restate briefly.
So why does the word capitulate seems so far removed from recapitulate? After all, the Oxford English Dictionary defines capitulate as a verb that means
to make terms of surrender, to surrender or yield on stipulated terms in opposition to surrendering at discretion. The ordinary use, said of a general, force, fortress, town, garrison, etc.
Garrison?
Okay, different kind of garrison. Anyway, the Barnhart Dictionary of Current English says that this current sense of capitulate first appeared in English in 1689. The Oxford English Dictionary cites the print reference on which Barnhart's assertion may be based, Narcissus Luttrell's A Brief Historical Relation of State Affairs.
The Duke of Gordon desired to capitulate.
To find the relationship with recapitulate, we must go further back in history. An interesting aspect of the Oxford English Dictionary is that, when applicable, it provides obsolete and archaic definitions of English words. This proves particularly helpful with capitulate. The OED lists the first obsolete definition under capitulate as
to draw up in chapters or under heads or articles, to specify, enumerate.
Now that makes complete sense given what we already know about the Latin verb capitulare. Following its standard format, the Oxford English Dictionary provides a print citation of this use of capitulate from 1593, when Thomas Lodge wrote in The Life and Death of William Longbeard,
"The laws which we capitulate at sea are not used on land."
The second and third obsolete definitions are
to draw up articles of agreement, to arrange or propose terms, to treat, bargain, parley,
and
to make terms about, agree the terms of, to formulate, arrange for, conclude, to make the subject of negotiation.
Under this third definition, there is another print citation from Lodge's book.
A peace lately capitulated betwixt Dagobert, King of France, and Grimoald.
From these historical examples of negotiating terms of agreement or truce, we can see how easily the word capitulate morphed into its current meaning, to surrender.
That makes sense. But what about the word recap? It sounds related to recapitulate and means the same thing.
It is, and it does. The Barnhart Dictionary of Etymology says the word recap, an informal shortening of recapitulate, appeared in the 1920s, first in the United States, and then it quickly spread throughout the English-speaking world. With that said, please excuse the anachronism in the outro sketch.
So, as I was saying, if we're able to head off General Lee's troops at the Mountain Pass, we'll be able to slow down their advance.
Splendid, Colonel.
I thought so.
Well, thanks for the recap.
Don't be silly, Sergeant. I can see perfectly well your hat has remained on your head this entire time.
Huh. Can I request a transfer to General Sherman's command?
This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the Oxford English Dictionary and from the Barnhart Dictionary of Etymology, both of which can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey and Jen Houck, and a special appearance by Dale Connolly as the Wary Sergeant. Producers are Brett Baldwin and Jen Houck. John Pearson is the executive producer. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Grader, you can now find us on iTunes U.